Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
We're talking winners and losers from week 11 of the NFL season next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to recap what you need to know from Sunday's games. And we'll start with some injuries. And I think we'll start, I guess, with the game that's currently happening while Adam and I are recording this, which is the Sunday night football game between the Chiefs and Chargers, where Clyde Edwards-Helaire left early with an injury. Kadarius Toney left with a hamstring injury. Mike Williams had an aggravation of that high ankle sprain on a really nice diving catch, and he's been ruled out for the game. A lot of injuries in that one. That's going to be something to keep an eye on moving forward. We also had Justin Fields leave with he finished the game, but he had a non-throwing shoulder injury. Also was limited in the second half of that game with a hamstring injury. I think he only had 12 rushing yards in the second half. Joe Mixon left with a concussion. Samaje Perine went nuts, had 3 receiving touchdowns in this game. He'll be one of the top priorities on waivers if it looks like Joe Mixon's going to miss some time. Worth noting, in 2017, he missed 2 games with a concussion. That was the last time he had a concussion in the NFL. Kyle Pitts left with a knee injury. Early indications are that it's not super serious. Unfortunately, we cannot say the same thing for Wandale Robinson, who potentially suffered a serious knee injury in this one. He was having a breakout game. I think his first 100-yard game as an NFL player. So that was frustrating. The Giants very shorthanded at the wide receiver position heading into the short week. Adam, let's move on to some winners and losers. And why don't you hit us up with a winner from week 11?
Well, it is related, actually. It's Darius Slayton. I don't know if I love him this week against the Cowboys, because as long as Micah Parsons is playing, and he also got hurt, you know, the pass rush should be right in the face of Daniel Jones. As we can all remember that Monday night game in week 3. But I think going forward, you know, I expressed some skepticism with Darius Slayton, but he's the guy. He is the man for the Giants. And I think what you're going to see is a lot of losses for the Giants. At the very least, a lot of points allowed. Their defense is completely battered. They had a ton of injuries today. They came into the game beat up. So you're going to see a lot more pass attempts from Daniel Jones. And I got to tell you, he's actually not playing. He's playing pretty well this year. So he threw for well over 300 yards against the Lions. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but Darius Slayton is a guy that is a number 3 wide receiver going forward, has a boom potential most weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, I think like a boom or bust wide receiver 3. I mean, you talk about like, would you rather start him or DJ Moore right now? I think you might rather start Darius Slayton.
Let's drop DJ Moore. I mean, he's got the Broncos and then a bye. So I don't know what, you know, look, you don't have to drop DJ Moore because he could have good fantasy playoffs, but you're not using him either the next 2 weeks. So it's, if Samaje Perine is available and DJ Moore is your worst player, it's a no brainer.
I mean, if Donovan Peoples-Jones is available, if Treylon Burks is available, I'd drop DJ Moore for any of those guys. I'll throw out David Montgomery as a winner for this one. Obviously losing Justin Fields, that, you know, throws the Bears offense into question somewhat, although I don't necessarily know if that would be terrible for David Montgomery's value, just because the offense would be worse with Trevor Siemian. But I would imagine he's going to get more targets if Trevor Simeon's the starting quarterback. David Montgomery played 79% of the snaps today. That was what I expected with Khalil Herbert out. That was mostly what we saw early in this season, late in last season. So I think as long as Khalil Herbert's out, David Montgomery is going to be probably a top 15 running back just based on volume alone. You know, you'd rather have Justin Fields as the quarterback. It's going to lead to more scoring opportunities. But I think even if Trevor Siemian has to start for a game or two, I'm not all that worried about what it means for David Montgomery. How about a loser from you, Adam?
Lamar Jackson. You know, it's hard to get away from him because you're not going to start a guy like Marcus Mariota over Lamar Jackson. And if you drafted Lamar Jackson, you may not even have a second quarterback, but I think it's really worth noting. It's six of his last seven games with fewer than 20 fantasy points. He has terrible weapons outside of Mark Andrews. I think that if they get their running game going, it would be good for him. I just think it would be good overall for the offense, even if he's not throwing as many passes. But right now, I cannot sit here and say that he is a must-start quarterback. You'd obviously have to have a very good option behind him, but I am losing a little bit of faith in Lamar Jackson, while at the same time recognizing that he has 40-point upside because he is Lamar Jackson, but he's got more downside than ever before.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm also throw out from that game, Deontay Foreman, even in a game where the Panthers weren't really trailing by much, he just didn't do very much. And that's my concern, is that, you know, unless he's getting a really high volume of carries, he's not really going to do much for you. He's going to be a touchdown dependent RB3. Kenyon Drake, kind of the same thing. No Gus Edwards in this one. Kenyon Drake got 10 carries. Justice Hill got 7. And obviously we mentioned DJ Moore had another bad game with Baker Mayfield at QB. I can't say I hope Sam Darnold takes over, but it's just a bad, bad situation in Carolina. And I'll also just throw out, like, I feel like Kareem Hunt, we just kind of default to, hey, Kareem Hunt's a startable RB3, right? He's not. He's RB40 in points per game this season. He has 3 games, I believe, with double-digit PPR points. He got 5 carries and 2 targets in this one. He just does not get the ball, especially with, you know, Jacoby Brissett at quarterback more likely to take off and scramble. That's not going to change with Deshaun Watson. So I look at Kareem Hunt as just basically a Nick Chubb handcuff at this point, and nothing more.
Which is AJ Dillon.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but that's where we are at this point. So that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow to take an early look at the Week 12 waiver wire. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.